This is a podcast that you want to come to, where we're supporting all women who are going through different things or have gone through different things and want to stop by and encourage and say something that will uplift and inspire another female. So, thank you for stopping by, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Hey.
Hey, girl.
Yeah. How you doing today?
Good.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Hey. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. I'm so glad that you guys were able to join on today. Today we were just going to talk about, you know, how you being affected with this quarantine and how we all are being affected, like, with being, you know, a stay-at-home order. If you're in a relationship, if you're not in a relationship, how has this been going for you? So, with that being said, we'll start off with Miss Moore. Miss Moore, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How about you, Miss Tavy?
I'm all right. I just had to fuss at my kids, girl. They just working my nerves today. I was just like, goodness, I need to, you know, get away.
I know, right? I had to find a place to come and record.
Yeah. So are you in a relationship right now?
Yes, I'm married. I've been married for like almost 10 years.
Oh, wow. How has that been for you? That's beautiful.
Girl, it's a journey. It's a journey. It's beautiful, you know. You can make it through. It's beautiful.
That's good. That's good. Any advice on how to keep a marriage going strong?
Communication, definitely. Communication, prayer, you know, you got to keep yourself grounded. Stay on the same page. And counseling, because, you know, we had to go to counseling, and I think counseling is really good, because sometimes you can't come to a common ground, or sometimes it's just like, you know, you both have strong opinions, or, you know, in our case, sometimes you've been together too long, and mm-hmm. so long that there's a lot of history, and there's a lot of things that have to heal, there's a lot of, you know, things that you have to get through, so to have somebody that's an unbiased person that can look in and give you some clear direction and give you some tools to use to maintain healthy communication and things like that is always good to, you know, explore mm-hmm. if needed.
That's good. That's good advice. Real good advice. Real good advice. So how is this quarantine affecting you?
So... we've been quarantined for what, almost 2 months now?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I have, my whole family is in here. I'm working from home. My husband works third shift, so he kind of sleeps throughout the day. And then we have a 15-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 6-year-old, which is completely interesting. Like, you know, getting all of them together to do their schoolwork and not, you know, one of them ask a question and somebody else answer. And I wasn't talking to you. You know, I'm kind of back and forth that kids do. So that was really interesting. And, you know, just a change, because when you go to work or when you are able to send your kids and work, you know, you mm-hmm. have some peace there, or you get mm-hmm. to interact with other adults. But when it's just you and your kids all day, you know, you kind of yearn to be in the office or something. Like, can I just go somewhere to get some peace? You know, I love you, but I need a break.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, I can relate.
Yes, definitely. It's been interesting, but, you know, I appreciate the fact that I got to teach my son some things. My oldest, I got him a workbook of, I think it was like, you know, the vocabulary that you should know or something. So I was able to teach him things that I wanted him to know. We're starting to work on Spanish, so all of us are going to learn Spanish as a family. Had my little first grader, you know, I was able to teach him some things outside of their little packet that they sent home. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool. It was an opportunity for, you know, me as a parent to give them something that I wanted them to learn and not just with the teachers. You know what I mean?
Right. I understand that.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting, to say the least.
Jasmine.
Yes, ma'am.
That's your baby over there hollering.
Yes, he
wants that baby want to talk. Yeah.
Right.
It's like, it's my turn. Let me say
look, I asked him, do you want to say something? He shake his head no.
How has quarantine been for you and the little ones?
As you can hear, tough. It's so used to going out every day, and it's getting to the point he's so cranky because he wants to go out, he wants to ride around. And then, you know, I just had a baby in February, like a month before this whole quarantine.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
And so it's tough.
I can understand that. I understand that. Are you in a relationship right now?
Yeah. 3 years.
3 years?
All right.
Amen.
Three years, 2 kids later.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the new baby.
Right.
Thank you.
How has quarantine been affecting your relationship? Has it or has it not?
It has, because before this whole quarantine thing started, I transitioned jobs. I was working in a hotel, and now I work in an insurance department. And so when they found out that I was pregnant, they cut my hours. Mm. So that cut back on me trying to get us a place for me, him, and the kids and whatever. Mm-hmm. And so he's an essential worker and whatever. And with that being said, like, we have to keep him away from the kids and whatever, because especially from RJ, because RJ has like a weak immune system. And I'm pretty sure you know about RJ's story, like when he was first born and everything, he had RSV. And you know, it was almost fatal when it came. So when it comes with this whole coronavirus and him being an essential worker and everything, we have to keep. And it's tough because he wants to see his baby,
right?
Especially the newborn, he wants to spend time with her and everything. But we have to keep them separated and everything, just in case, to be on the safe side. So FaceTime calls and everything, doing video chats. It's getting old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe that.
Right. So with everything opening up and stuff now, are you open to having him come back in? Because the virus didn't go anywhere, right?
No.
Like, okay, y'all can go back outside now. So what does that look like for you and your boyfriend? And the kids and all of that.
I guess we're still gonna have to do like a separation thing because we stay with my grandma, and so she's not comfortable of having so many people coming in and out of her home. So I have to respect that because we're living under her home. But meanwhile, I'm still trying to pick up my hours and everything so we can get us a place. And I want everything to be in my name. It's an independent woman thing, I guess. I want everything to be in my name. So if that pops off, you know, me and my kids, we secure with a home. Mm-hmm. So that's why, you know, having a home and everything for us, it hasn't been established yet because it's like, I want it under me.
Mm-hmm.
And so he agrees with that. So while this whole quarantine is going on, we're looking for a place while trying to pick up my hours again. But at the same time, we still have to maintain the same regimen that we have been doing since the whole quarantine thing started, which is video chats. Mm-hmm. Now, when he comes and drop off stuff for the kids, I'll bring them outside so he can look at them in person.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like coming in, spending time with me and the baby together and having family time, and we haven't had that since Jasmine was born.
So that has to be tough.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm sorry.
So what about y'all? Are y'all able to do anything without the kids? Like maybe go out to lunch or something? You know, do y'all have any kind of date night or anything? Or are you just trying to stay away too so that you don't bring anything back from him to the kids?
I try to stay away as much as possible, but there's times when we do meet up so he can like help get things for the kids. So we do meet up sometimes, but as we don't have date night, we don't do any lunching, sadly. Mm-hmm. And I've been sitting here begging for a date for the longest, so I just know I have to try to keep my distance as much as possible.
Yeah.
That's tough.
But you'll get through it. I don't know.
Yeah.
This pandemic has not been easy on anyone, truth be told. And for me, you know, I work from home anyways. I was working from home for like at least the last 5 years. So that's nothing, but it was always when the kids get ready to go to school, I have the house to myself. When the kids go to school, my old man, he goes to work, so I have the house to myself, so that was always my me time. And now it's like they're home all the time, and I'm like I need some me time, so I'm constantly in my room, and I'll come out the room sometimes, you know, to help them with their work or to, you know, make them laugh and joke with them. But a lot of times it's like, I don't know, because they're constantly like, mommy, 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 all day long. And I'm, I don't mind, you know, my babies being home, but they do work my nerves sometimes. So it's just,
I understand.
Around the clock, like, they work my nerves around the clock until the time they go to bed, from the time they wake up to the time they go to sleep.
Right. And they always hungry, right?
Always. Somebody, oh my always goodness. I'm like, y'all need a full-time job the way y'all eat.
Oh my goodness.
But it's been, when this first started happening, like my boyfriend, we've been together for 3 years, almost four, and he's an essential worker, so when this pandemic thing first went down, I was always having anxiety because I'm like, I don't want you out there, but I understand that you have to go and do your job. I was having the worst anxiety ever when this first started out. And it was just every morning I would wake up and I would cry. And I'm like, just be careful, you know. And then when he come home, I'm like, you've been outside. Like, I don't want to be bothered. Don't touch me. Don't come near me. But then it's like, you can't do that because that's not what he's used to. So,
right.
But yeah, it's been really hard. On everybody, I believe. And some people, it's not easy because when you're in a house by yourself with your kids, you constantly have your own thoughts running through your head. And sometimes being in your own thoughts will have you depressed. And I've gone through depression I go through depression like every couple of weeks.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's always best. I found a lot, you know, that it's always best to seek some kind of to get some kind of good words into your spirit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We can talk ourselves into some stuff. We can talk ourselves into depression. I've definitely been there before, and I had to get to a place where it's like every day I need to hear something. I need something to be poured into my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, especially watching the news and stuff and, you know, just seeing all the pain and the devastation, it gets really, you know, it's heart-wrenching. We empathize with other people, families. You hear about all these people dying and you hear about, you know, kids getting infected with, the kids got a whole other strand of this. They're talking about now. So it's all heart-wrenching. And so through all of this, you know, I've really made it a point to make sure that I hear something positive, something good to help lift my spirit, because it is heavy. You know, I have not, my husband's family members have gotten hit with, you know, people in the family that have had the virus. I haven't been directly impacted by it. just hearing about the people and, you know, the doctor that committed suicide, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's so much.
Yep.
So we have to, you know, get to a place where we get some good stuff into our spirit every single day. Otherwise, it's just gonna drain us. Yep. You know, and then you got the kids. On the other hand, we love our kids, but sometimes your kids, you know, can add to the stress of all
yes.
of it. And yes. it's like, we can't go nowhere. You can't go nowhere but to the store outside and maybe take a walk, you know, to get away from it. And then right. you don't want to go to the store because you're like, oh, they just had a case at Kroger's the other day. So
right.
It's just crazy.
It's very crazy. Yes. What I wanted to ask Jasmine was, how have you dealt with your depression? I know that being a new mom, you know, and having a newborn and dealing with depression, how have you learned how to deal with it?
Honestly, I haven't learned how to deal with it. That had, along with this quarantine, that added more stress with our relationship because I'm like forever lashing out mm-hmm. because I'm just like so like depressed and everything. And there's times where I just needed his hug and whatever. And so it's just like, I'm still trying to learn how to deal with it. And my sister already said, like, your mind it takes you places. Yep. And that's exactly what my mind does. It takes me places and I overthink things. And he's just like, you're overthinking it. It's not really like that. And I can't believe him. And we in an argument because I just can't believe what he's saying. Because my mind says this mm-hmm. and my mind is right. It's so like my depression plus postpartum.
Postpartum, yeah.
Oh my goodness. That, not my friend.
Not my friend. And you know what? A lot of times people try to make us think that depression is not okay. And it's not the point of it's not okay. It's the point of saying it's okay if you're depressed, but just don't stay in it too long. Like find things that will help you get out of that. And that has been one of my things because I overthink a lot of times too. And when I overthink, it just puts me to this point that I don't want to get out of my bed. I don't want to be bothered. I don't turn no lights on. Yep. No TV is on. I don't want to talk on the phone mm-hmm. to anybody. And I'm just in my bed exactly. all day long. So I'm still learning too. So it's okay. You know what I mean? It's really okay. And there's nothing wrong with you if you're dealing with depression and you don't know how to stop yourself from being depressed. It happens a lot. And a lot of times people don't want to talk about it because they're ashamed or they don't want people to judge them. But I feel like if you talk about it, that helps you overcome it more than you saying, oh, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. Like, no, I don't deal with it. You know right. what I mean?
Yeah. And I do. And I also encounter people where she called me an attention seeker because I remember making this post on Facebook and everybody was asking me what's wrong, but it was that type of moment where I just didn't feel comfortable telling certain people that were mm-hmm. out there what was going on. And so this particular person, and she's supposed to be a family member of mine, she was like, ain't nothing wrong with you. She was like, if you really want to talk about it, you would have been said something to everybody who posted what's wrong, what actually was wrong. You ain't said nothing. So that just made me feel like you just attention seeker. You just want attention. You want a pity party and instead of the other. And then she blocked me. And that really hurt my feelings.
Wow.
And like I said, she's supposed to be a family member, but I had somebody on my page. She took up for me. And she was like, depression ain't that easy and whatever. She was just sitting here talking about, you're supposed to sit here and build her up, not tear her
right.
down. And so I guess that when she said that, it made her feel bad. And that's when around the time that she blocked me.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It is.
And that's hard.
I think that's what the issue is with us, especially as women. Like, we always got an opinion about what somebody else is going through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what when I got to the point where I decided I didn't want to tell my friends, my family, my business because they always had
some kind of judgment.
Even if it wasn't negative. Like, sometimes I don't. Opinion. Sometimes I just need to vent.
You to listen.
I just need you to listen.
Yeah. Right?
And so when I got to that point, that's when I myself went to counseling. It wasn't me and my husband. It was me, because I needed to talk to somebody and vent to somebody that wasn't going to judge me, that wasn't going to say, you know, you shouldn't feel that way, that was going to help me. You know, sometimes you need somebody to say, yeah, it's okay to feel like that, but how going forward. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you need some encouragement. You need somebody to just listen and not say, well, you should do this, well, you should do that, well, why you do, you know? And so sometimes we just need to be that person, that friend or that family member that says, you know what, I feel you. If you need to talk, we can talk. I ain't got no judgment. You know, we need to get to that women as, you know, family, to just be like, where we don't always criticize or judge somebody because of how they feel.
You I never agree.
Walked in my shoes, so how can you tell me how I should feel or what I agree. Should do?
Yes, most definitely agree with that one. And that's my issue, why I sometimes don't talk to people. But to piggyback off what Jasmine said about the attention seeker, I am one person that will post my feelings on Facebook just because I don't have anybody to talk to. Like, I don't have friends that I could call up. Well, I mean, I'm not gonna say I don't have friends. For me, it's like, I don't want to be a burden on my friends, or I don't want to pour my problems onto my friends. So I just, you know, like, blast out sometimes and just put stuff on Facebook. Exactly. It's not about seeking attention. It's just this how I feel, and I just want to put this up here. You know what I mean? So I completely understand that. But the reason why I did that, or the reason why I do that, is because of what you said, Ms. Moore, that you sometimes talking to people, they want to pass judgment, or they always want to criticize you. And you're like, I don't need you for that. I need you to listen. I need you just to give me your ear so I can vent to you and move on, because it helps to talk about it. But when you're talking about it with somebody and they're constantly putting negative criticism or judging you, it makes you not want to open up and talk to people. So I completely understand that. Right. Completely understand that.
It was definitely like that for me.
And I understand that. I really do. Like, I'm one of those people that I don't pass judgment, because everybody has been through something. It's on you.
Right.
It's on you on how you, you know, how you deal with your situation, or how you, if you want to be a victim to what you've been through, or if you want to take that stuff and make yourself stronger and build yourself up. So.
Right. And people like to pass judgment or just, you know, offer their opinions. This is what I would do. But it's like, my shoes weren't built for you and yours weren't built for me. So whatever I'm dealing with, I was built for this, and I'll figure this out. But right now, in this moment, I'm having a moment and I need your ear. And I don't always get that. And it's not to blame anybody. It's just everybody has opinions and they mean well most of the time, I'm sure. But you know, sometimes I don't need you to mean well. I just need you to listen. I just need you to listen and be like, okay, girl, you need some wine.
That's it.
Like, what you need?
Okay.
That's it. That's the stuff. But how did counseling work out for you?
Counseling was good. I mean, I'm in a much better place than when I started, and I still go. I still want to talk to my counselor because I want to tell her about my wins. You know, I want to tell her about what's going good. Sometimes it's not always about what's going bad. Sometimes it's just about, you know what, I just want to talk about this. Am I on the right path? You know, what can I do to help? This is where I'm trying to go. You know, how do you feel about that? So sometimes you even, for me, I continued to go even after it got better, because sometimes you just want to talk to somebody and then you form a relationship and you trust this person to give you good information. So it's you get fed when you go, and it's somebody that you know is not judging you, because when you came here and when you were in tears, like, look, I need help, I'm in a bad place, they didn't judge you then. So, you know, it's like you form that relationship and you trust them. So I still go talk to my counselor once a month, because, you know, I might be good this month, but next month something might go wrong and I need to talk to you and I need to vent. Right. So, It's definitely been a good thing for me.
That's good. That's really good. That's really good. So This has been a real good podcast, and I am grateful that you guys have joined in. And you do know my purpose of doing this podcast is to inspire other women, to encourage other women that it's okay. If you're going through something, it's okay. You know what I mean? We all go through stuff. As women, we have it harder because we have to maintain our sanity on top of being a mother, on top of being a wife, on top of being a girlfriend, on top of holding your job down, keeping your house clean, keeping your mind together. It's really difficult, and we don't get that much credit for what we go through. So,
right. We're expected to be superwoman and smile.
Right.
Like, you just keep smiling. I don't care what you're going through.
Right.
And smile.
And I had to like literally go off on someone one day because it was like, y'all women, y'all are crazy. They like to call us crazy or this, that, and the third. And I'm like, sir, we carry a baby in our body for 9 months. On top of that 9 months, we can't just walk away from our kids like a father can. And I'm not saying all fathers do that. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's, you know what I mean? I'm just saying they have the ability to just get up and go. We don't have that ability. So once we give birth to this child, now we have 9 more months that we have to carry this baby around, feed it, make sure it's clean, make sure it's, you know, you give it attention. And on top of that, trying to keep our sanity. So, yeah, call us crazy. That's fine. But we have a lot of stuff that we have to deal with on top of our body going through so many different changes that it can cause you to go crazy, you know? So,
yeah,
I understand completely. They don't know. They really don't. They have no idea.
They not built for this life either. They couldn't do what we do and be okay.
Mm-mm. Nope. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I can never understand why they like to call us the weaker vessels. Like, I grew up in the church, so I, you know, in the Bible they say women are the weaker vessels, and I could never understand that, and I'm not going to dispute it, but it's just like, how are we the weaker vessels when we have so much stuff that we have to go through as a woman? Like,
yeah, and on the other side of that, though, in the Bible, we were the helper.
Right.
You know, God said, Adam, shall not be alone. We're going to create you a helpmate.
Right.
So they, you know, we help them. We were created to help them because they need our help. So I don't care what they say. They couldn't walk in these shoes and they couldn't live without us.
Amen to that one.
Look, for real.
So I just wanted to say thank you guys for joining, or thank you ladies for joining in today. We're going to try to do this every Thursday, talk about different subjects, different topics. If you have something like a story that you want to tell about yourself and what you've been through, feel free to share that on the podcast when we get on Thursday. And just share with your friends, because I believe that we can touch somebody somewhere. Simple.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Well, I enjoy. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yes, and thank you for joining. Ms. Jasmine, thank you for being on here. And you have some beautiful kids. I just wanted to tell you that. Very beautiful kids. And you keep your head up. I know postpartum is not easy. I dealt with it as well. Like, when I had my daughter, like, I had my son. My daughter was just learning how to walk when I had my son, so it was really not easy, but just keep your head up and keep going, and know that you have sisters out here that you can reach out to if you need somebody to lend their ear to you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, ladies. You ladies have a wonderful evening, and thank you again.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.